questions?
Yeah, I got a question. Does Barry Manilow know that you raid his wardrobe?
It encapsulated the teenage angst of the 80s. The Breakfast Club was an enormous hit, one of several iconic films directed by John Hughes. It was he who created the Brat Pack with Emilio Estevez, Molly Ringwald, and Judd Nelson.
Bueller.
He was also behind Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
The 1961 Ferrari 250 GT, California.
It launched a very young Matthew Broderick's career and inspired thousands of teenagers to throw a sickie.
It is his love, it is his passion.
It is his fault he didn't lock the garage.
Ferris, what are you talking about?
John Hughes started as a copywriter before breaking into directing and screenwriting. He died from a heart attack yesterday while visiting family in New York. He was 59. In a tribute, Matthew Broderick said, "I'm truly shocked and saddened by the news about my old friend John Hughes. He was a wonderful, very talented guy, and my heart goes out to his family."
He was ahead of his time, stylistically, I think, more than people would give him, and also was a fantastic writer. I mean, you know, honed down, because it had to be a good script, because there was no budget, so it had to be sharp, really tight piece of theatre. And he just got it right. He was just one of the great directors and writers.
His success didn't stop in the 80s. John Hughes wrote the Home Alone movies, making Macaulay Culkin the most successful child star for decades. Today, Macaulay said the world has lost a great and decent man. Hughes recently withdrew from Hollywood, writing films like Made in Manhattan under a pseudonym. But it's his talent for recognising the music and characters that inspired a generation of teenagers that he'll be remembered for. Jane Dougal, Sky News.